This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders. Our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, too, thank you for what you do, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. The Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Check out all the goodies we got over there for you to take a look at. And don't forget today, it didn't happen yesterday, but today we will be guest hosting Armed American Radio from 4 to 5 p.m. For more information, you can go to their website, armedamericanradio.org, and find out how to hear the show across the country. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. And by the way, you will be the prognosticator of all things gun law related, because that's your assignment for today.
That's exactly right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, and we got a bunch of stuff that people don't know about. Good laws that have gone into effect that may have been snuck in, laws that are going into effect, good and bad, correct?
That's right.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope that you get it. Now, Kyle, there's a lot of discussion about Judge Jeanine Pirro and what may or may not have happened to her at Fox. Now, at the very least, she's been suspended for the second week now. Her show is not on the schedule. So we do know that she's not going to be on television this weekend again, but she hasn't said a word since March the 8th via Twitter or anywhere else, and Fox hasn't said a word about this at all. They may be hoping it goes away. There may be further discussions going on between Judge Jeanine Pirro and Fox. We just don't know.
Well, that's right, and I think that certainly the silence, not only from the judge but also from Fox, is very significant. She's probably in a position right now where she's not able to address this directly.
Probably told her to be quiet.
That's right, yeah, other than her initial statement following the initial sort of dust-up with this whole thing. But I think a lot of people out there, Captain, are sort of scratching their heads. I don't think that they see what she said as a direct affront or insult.
And what did she say, Kyle?
Well, she simply drew the comparison between adherence to Sharia law in one form and whether or not Sharia law essentially is compatible with the United States Constitution.
And questioned her patriotism, too.
Well, right. Now, yes, she says that she didn't question her patriotism. That's what Judge Jeanine says. But certainly her words were interpreted.
Well, the comment was about the patriotism, why someone would even be doing what they're doing and why they wouldn't be supporting the United States. That was the way it was done. But her point was the hijab that she was wearing, that she was adhering to Sharia law, and why was she allowed to do that?
Well, exactly right. And certainly, you know, it does begin that conversation. And I think it's an important conversation because when we look at people who come from a different culture, you know, arguably a different culture, a different way of life with some different symbology and so forth, and they come to the United States.
Now, let me interject something for a minute, because the other thing that was being brought up by other people, not her, but by other people, are, well, this woman didn't take her oath on a Bible. What kind of allegiance is that? Blah, blah, blah. There is nothing, ladies and gentlemen, nothing when you take your oath of office that says it has to be on a Bible. It could be on a paper bag. It could be on a piece of cardboard. It could be on your wife's hand. You put your hand on her hand and take your oath. Doesn't have to be a book, a Bible, or anything. That is a fact.
Well, exactly right. And but certainly when someone comes from a different culture, there are, you look at the ability to assimilate into the idea of e pluribus unum, from many one. And what's happening these days, especially with somebody who's politically charged as Representative Omar, we're not getting from many one. We're getting, divisive, you know, I'm in my camp, you're in your camp, and neither the two shall ever meet. And so this is a real big problem in our society. So it's a good thing to try to talk about what does it mean for all of us to live under the U.S. Constitution,
right?
Because once you become an American, you're different.
And we are getting a lot of comments from a lot of people. All of a sudden, they must have 15, 20 comments about, well, you got to be an American. You put your hand in the Bible, or you put an American flag up there. You know, it's one person just said, and I won't mention the name because I don't want to embarrass them. One person said, that's like putting the ISIS flag behind you and taking the oath on the ISIS flag. Well, not exactly.
Well, no, but it's certainly, we live in some very, very different times.
Yes, we do.
And the expectations are becoming very different, but the Constitution needs to reign, it reigns supreme, and that's the conversation I think Judge Dineen was trying to start.
Right, and you'll notice when they do take their oath of office, generally there is an American flag not very far in or out of the picture. I mean, they're right there, like up on stage or whatnot, wherever they're at, so that's number one. So at least they've got that part covered, but again, nothing says they have to have their hand on the Bible. If they swear their allegiance on the Quran, hey, that's okay. There's nothing that says they can't do it. I mean, if they want to use the Jewish version of the Bible is, whatever that is, fine. Whatever they want to do, they can do it. But anyway, here comes the music in my ear, and that's enough about that subject because we got a lot of ground to cover tonight. And by the way, happy Longevity Day to former President Jimmy Carter. He is now the oldest former United States president, 94 years old and 170 days to boot, breaking the old record by George H.W. Bush. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and by the way, tomorrow, Saturday, I will be up at Crystal River, Moss Nissan, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. I'll be there from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Want to have everybody that can stop by up in the northern part of Florida stop by, all of our listeners up there, Panhandle Way, Valdosta Way, Jasper Way, come on down. We're going to have free food. We're going to have a lot of giveaways and some different things. Take a test drive in a vehicle. Get an opportunity to get yourself a round of golf there at the Plantation Inn and Golf Course, a great resort that they've got there. Also get a chance to win a foursome for a round of golf there at the Plantation Inn. And I'll have $500 gift certificates, which will allow you a further deduction off your new or certified pre-owned car of $500 in addition to the best deal that you make. So that's Saturday, and we look forward to seeing you there. And remember, this afternoon I will be on as a guest host between 4 and 5 on Armed American Radio across the country. And go to armedamericanradio.org to find out where those stations are. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Just talked about Jimmy Carter now being the oldest living former president in the country, 94 years of young plus 172 days. He beats the record that George H.W. Bush had.
Well, that's right. And I think just think it's a great distinction for President Carter. He's a good man. There's all kinds of stuff we could always talk about politically and how things went during the Carter administration.
And see, I don't, we need to stop doing that, okay?
Yeah.
They're not the president anymore.
Yeah.
Just like this John McCain stuff. He's not a senator anymore. I mean, get over it. Get over it. Move on with the business of the country and forget about this other stuff. Yeah, it's nice to know that whatever happened, happened. You can have your opinions. But for God's sake, get on with the business of the country and stop mumbling around all this crap.
Well, right, right, exactly. I think especially in his post-presidency, Jimmy Carter just really distinguished himself. He worked with Habitat for Humanity, taught Sunday school. You know, all around, he's a good man, and I think that he deserves a lot of respect. But of course, the Carter presidency set the stage for the Reagan presidency, which set the stage for so much recovery in America as well.
Now, did you hear about former Florida gubernatorial candidate Democrat Andrew Gillum and his red flag plan that he put forth yesterday in Miami, Florida?
Yeah, this is really interesting. He wants to bring in, I think, 1 million new voters onto the voting rolls, essentially.
He wants to register 1 million new and low propensity Florida voters. Now, I don't know what low propensity means in this particular case, but in an effort to crush President Donald Trump's reelection chances in a nation's largest swing state, Florida, that's what he wants to do, register 1,000 voters. Now, here's my first thought. We have illegals in the state of Florida. We all know it. Is he going to register those people and then drop everybody on the voting rolls, say, a month before the election, where they won't have time to properly vet them? Because we cannot have illegals voting in elections. And, oh, by the way, something else that happened in Florida yesterday, we tried to become California. There were a couple of Democrats, one in the House, one in the Senate, that proposed giving illegals the right to drive in the state of Florida. And to that I say, no way.
Well, exactly, because we keep seeing the lines being blurred for what it even means to be a citizen. And so it's an incremental process that's been going on, especially in California. But, of course, you wake up one day and you say, wait a minute, how did all this change? It doesn't matter, evidently, if you're a citizen or not. You know, you just simply have, different responsibilities and so forth. But for some reason, there are no real distinctions. And what Andrew Gillum is doing, of course, is probably trying to go down that road again of even trying to overwhelm the system to even be able to vet all of these so-called new registered voters.
All right, and we're going to put to sleep this swearing in on a Bible, Quran, and all that stuff. Dave in Indiana brings up one interesting point, and we'll address it. He said, don't people have to swear on a Bible when they're in a court hearing? Yes, they do, because that's the rule of that particular court that they're going into, the courtrooms. That actually is a rule. But when it comes to taking the oath of office as a senator, as a congressman, there is no rule that says they have to swear on a Bible. They can swear on anything they want, even if it's a paper bag. Now, president is a different story.
Well, right, and I think typically, I mean, traditionally, even President Obama, President Trump, of course, or President Reagan, there's usually some kind of family Bible or some other kind of heirloom that is involved in that.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't President Trump swear in on the Bible from from the Reagan Library?
He might have. I don't know for sure, but again, it's usually something that has some kind of significance, so that it bears on the historical.
And for the people that are saying, "Well, we got to do this, we got to do that," well, it would take a law. They would have to pass a law to do it. And I'm telling you right now, with the Democrats in charge of the House and the Republicans in charge in the Senate, nothing will happen. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing on that kind of front.
No.
Whatever happened. But
no.
I think that, you know, they swear to uphold the Constitution. They swear to defend the Constitution.
That's right.
And then, of course, as always, Captain, the proof is in the pudding. We watch what they do.
All right. Well, back to the matter at hand. Now, we all know, and I believe this is a fair assumption, that the Democrats want to overhaul the U.S. government, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And the proof I have of that is overhauling the election system, where Senator Elizabeth Warren of this week endorsed abandoning the Electoral College. And then some of the other Democratic presidential candidates came along and said, yeah, we need to update that. We need to do whatever. Well, it's not that simple. It takes a constitutional amendment to do it, which means somebody's got to introduce it in the House. They got to pass it by 2/3 of a vote there. They got to pass it by 2/3 of a vote in the Senate. And then 3/4 of the states have to approve it. It ain't going to happen.
No, it wouldn't happen as a constitutional amendment, I think, in a million
they
years.
They can't pass it as a law either, because this is part of our Constitution that created the Electoral College to begin with.
Well, exactly right. And the reason that Elizabeth Warren and others are touting this ridiculous idea is that it sounds good. They followed up with the term democracy and used that.
Well, where does the word democracy come from? Hello, socialism.
Well, right. Well, what they've done is, I mean, typically people believe that
we are not a democracy.
Well, exactly.
We are a republic.
A federal republic,
yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But we vote for our representatives, and so by and large, people interpret that as a quote-unquote democracy in a loose sense of the term.
Mm-hmm.
But what Warren and the others are talking about, they're actually believing that the one-person, one-vote across a continental nation of 50 states, including Hawaii and Alaska, of course, that somehow the popular vote should be the only thing that determines the president.
And let's stop right there, because Colorado just passed a law that says, well, they're going to cast their electoral votes based on the national popular vote. Wrong answer. That will be challenged in a court of law. The federal law will be upheld, and guess what? They'll have to do it on the votes. They can do it, but they can only do it on the votes cast in their own state.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how all this plays out, because again, you can't disenfranchise voters because you want to somehow support some national vote, which really the only reason, Captain, is that they have a pretty good idea how the national vote will go in every
place. Well, let me rapidly finish this up here so we can get this out of the way. The Dems wanting to overhaul the U.S. government. We know they want to expand the size of the Supreme Court. We heard Senators Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Elizabeth Warren talk about increasing the number of justices on the High Court. We also know about the addition of a new state. Now, just about every presidential candidate has talked about making Washington, D.C. a new state. Good luck with that one. And finally, lowering the voting age, which started with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's endorsed lowering the voting age to 16, which once again would require a constitutional amendment. It is not going to happen.
No, it's not really in the foreseeable future, but it's being used. It's like the term democracy has been weaponized by the left.
And these people that we have are people, even in our own ranks that we have, people are listening to us right now, oh, my God, that's terrible. Look what they're going to do. It's not going to happen because of what I just told you. Two-thirds of the vote in the House, two-thirds of the vote in the Senate, and three-quarters of the states to ratify it, and it is not going to happen.
Well, no, but again, it's used as a way of destabilizing our entire electoral process,
yep,
and viewpoints. Yep.
All right, well, hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to talk about some manufacturing numbers, growth job numbers. Things are looking pretty good. It's not as bad as what some are trying to let you believe, but anyway, it is what it is. Now, I'll be right back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with me. Kathy, tell them how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump to meet with the Israeli Prime Minister. USA Radio's Tim Berg with a preview.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
Secretary of State Pompeo says Israel always has a special place in his heart.
My very first trip as Secretary of State included a visit here. I'm proud to be here again, not only as America's top diplomat, but also as a man of faith that is always newly inspired when I get the chance to travel to Israel.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 216 points, the NASDAQ up almost 110 points, and the S&P 500 up 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike, for doing that for us. By the way, Mr. Mike Gallagher very soon will become a neighbor of ours down here in Florida. He'll be living in the Tampa Bay area. Looking forward to that. Get to see Mike a lot more, perhaps almost every day, because the studio he's going to be in is going to be right next door to where I come in and do my show prep at when I come in during the afternoons to get all that done here at my home station in Tampa. Now, there's no better time to get a quote from your local Geico agent than right now, because Geico insures more than just your car or your truck. Now, they can insure just about everything that you own. They've got coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. So to find out more, go to the yellow pages or the white pages and take a look. Look up Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. Get the phone number, give them a call, or go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and take a look over there and see if you can get a comparison quote on what you have that you're looking to get a quote on. And you'll find out that they are the real deal. Save me a lot of money. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the economy is not doing bad. It's still doing good. And for the people that are out there going, oh, well, they're fudging the numbers and it's not doing this, it's not doing that. The numbers this week that kind of stand out at you are the unemployment numbers, people applying for unemployment, are 9,000 less than what they were projected to be. And to me, that's a good thing. Anytime it's below what they thought it was going to be, people applying for unemployment for the first time.
Well, right, that's right. The initial claims for state unemployment benefits, they went down 9,000 to what was a seasonally adjusted number of 221,000 for the week just ending March 16th.
And the other number, because right now in the South, this is when we have our strawberries and our tomatoes and the corn starts in and the green beans and the things that keep America going when it comes to vegetables. Because I would rather buy American any day of the week than to have anything show up from Mexico. I'll just say that and put it out there. I mean, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Well, especially when you look at non-farm payrolls, they went up by 20,000 jobs in February. That's lower than they might have expected, but still, we're still seeing good things happen in this economy.
Yeah, and even when he was over at the tank plant the other day in Lima, Ohio, the Lima tank plant, which is the last American tank factory in operation, they were going to add another 400 jobs, bringing up their workforce to 1,000 people, which is quite an accomplishment for the little town of Lima, Ohio, which the last time I was there wasn't all that big.
Well, right. I mean, every single job counts. Every single person in this country who wants to work and who wants to be gainfully employed and have, you know, take care of their family and these kinds of things, every single job counts. And when you hear people try to poo-poo the idea that President Trump, you know, is trying to bring jobs back and do all these kinds of things, they're doing that only for political reasons because they can't stand, you know, the idea that Trump won the election. But go tell that to somebody who maybe didn't have a job for a long time, Captain, and but now has that wonderful thing in their life, and they're very pleased.
Now, we had a period of time for about a month where we had these abortion laws, late-term abortions that came in right up till the very moment of delivery, and then it was left up to the mother and the doctor to decide whether or not the baby that had been born would still be aborted after it had been given life to begin with. And I want to report to the country that the pro-lifers have made a tremendous comeback here, and they have many reasons to be celebrating, because when you take a look at some of the legislation that's come out since that stuff came out about the abortion across the map, defenders of the unborn are seeing victory after victory after victory in their state legislatures now, because once the word of that got out about the late-term abortions, the people just said, my God, this has got to stop. And guess what? They're making changes as we speak.
They sure are. And certainly what had started as well with the governor of Virginia,
yep,
and his comments about keeping the infant comfortable.
Jerk. What a jerk.
It just seems like that's a macabre sort of grisly, you know, thing to talk about, and we're talking about this little baby where it was so disconcerting to so many Americans that's why you're seeing this kind of visceral reaction.
Now, before I get back into some politics here, I want to mention something about ICE and about the Customs and Border Patrol. Yesterday there were 1,000 people that had been picked up because they've run out of space to house these people right now along the Mexican border in Texas and El Paso. They released 1,000 people. And ICE has warned President Trump, as well as the country, that its federal agents are currently being overwhelmed by the massive influx of illegals into the country, forcing them to release illegals they've caught back into the U.S. with an appearance ticket to come back to court, and you know you'll never see them again.
Yeah, well, I guess, Captain, we just have to conclude that there's no crisis, you know.
Well, I just got done telling you the people that catch them is because we've run out of space.
Exactly. But, of course, can you imagine that there are presidential candidates for a major political party that continue to tell us there is no crisis at the border? There's just not happening. But yet, what you just recited is exactly one of the main reasons why there is a crisis at the border.
By the way, we've got Callie in Jackson, Mississippi, just sent me a message. She said, Captain, you should know Mississippi's governor just signed one of the strictest abortion laws in the nation called the Mississippi Heartbeat Abortion Law. So, yeah, that's true. See, there's one there that defeats the purpose of the other one.
Well, right. And again, this is, you know, these things need to play out in our society. But what we've seen, of course, is that there is only one opinion that people can have on this. There's only one way that the media and the entertainment industry and all this kind of thing will, you know, tries to make people think about things.
Now, we've got some historic flooding going on in the northern areas of the Missouri River and the Mississippi River and states down as far right now as Nebraska and Iowa. But that water's going to have to go downstream, isn't it, Kyle?
That's right.
And unfortunately, scientists now are warning that the historic flooding that we've seen up in those states I just mentioned are going to deluge parts of the southern states, including the lower Mississippi River, from St. Louis, Missouri, south, where floodwaters could persist for several weeks as the water from the snowmelt continues to go downstream.
That's right. These floods are going to be lingering in the, over the wide area that's being affected, perhaps through May. According to Ed Clark, director of NOAA's National Water Center in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, he said, this is shaping up to be a potentially unprecedented flood season, and get this, Captain, with more than 200 million people at risk. This is big. Yeah.
All right. Now, to move right along here, Stacey Abrams, remember her?
Oh, yes, from Alabama, right.
Georgia.
Georgia, yes.
She's in big trouble. The Democratic Rising Stars nonprofit is now facing an IRS investigation and scrutiny over several misproprieties that took place there. That's all I know.
That's what we know right now, and we're going to see how that sort of continues. But she is now, of course, being looked at as being some kind of rising star.
And Jim Acosta, I got to laugh. Jim Acosta has dug his hole a lot deeper, according to David Webb, that says that his Trump derangement system syndrome is on full display.
It really is. Poor Jim Acosta.
No, he's not poor.
Yeah, but he took issue with what he called softball questions for the president at the recent press conference with the president of Brazil.
Okay.
In the Rose Garden.
And finally, Donnie and Marie are announcing the end to their long-running hit Las Vegas show. It's going to go dark next month.
Well, anybody who's ever been to Las Vegas for the last, 20 years or so has seen that big Donnie and Marie, image on the flamingo, there on the Las Vegas Strip. And they've been very successful there. And, we wish them well.
Well, they're gonna go back to Branson, where they got the home theater for the Osmonds. They're gonna go back to Branson and set up there, which they, they did great while they were there. It'll just bring more people back to Branson, I believe.
Yeah, probably so. Exactly. And, I remember watching them on TV with the Donnie and Marie show all those years ago.
Right. And here's the thing. Today, you're going to be my guest. We're going to be talking about all things gun-related on Armed American Radio between 4 and 5 p.m. So I look forward to hearing from you then. And until then, get yourself some rest. Get yourself all locked and loaded for this afternoon. And we're going to put it on the country and let them know what we know that they may not know. How's that?
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right. Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. Go to kylewarrenshow.com. And good morning to Sue. Good morning to Keith. Good morning to, Nancy. All just chimed in here in the last few minutes. So there you go. And we're going to be talking about the Constitution of States here in hour number two. I'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's it's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, born on a bayou. And our portion here, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. And by the way, come Saturday, listen to this, because here's where eyes are going to be.
Captain Matt here, inviting you to Moss Nissan Crystal River to celebrate their third anniversary Saturday, March 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Take a test drive and receive a round of golf for two at the beautiful Plantation Inn and Golf Resort. And lunch will be served. So stop by and check out the great deals on new and pre-owned Nissans. Come see me for a coupon worth $500 off your new or pre-owned vehicle purchase. That's Saturday, March 23rd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19, Crystal River, just south of the airport.
And we look forward to seeing many of our listeners from the Jasper area up there, from the Valdosta area, from our southwestern Georgia and southeastern Alabama area, up in the Panhandle, too. You listeners, hopefully we'll see you up there at Crystal River and get a chance to shake your hand, enjoy some free food. By the way, you can, while you're there, if you don't want to take a test drive and you just want to look at the area, go over to the Plantation Inn, get on one of those glass-bottom boats, go out and see the manatee and all that stuff, because that's a lot of fun. All righty. Now, a strengthening storm moving north along the East Coast will continue heavy rain across the Middle Atlantic into southern New England through Friday and Saturday morning, while points further north into the mountains and west will see locally heavy snow. That includes the lake effect snow machine that is going to kick in big time. And potentially damaging winds are in the mix here, too, with all of this, because if you're in upstate New York, northeastern Pennsylvania, which is up around Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, over into the Poughkeepsie area, the Catskills, the Adirondacks, all of 81, from Binghamton, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, all the way up to the Watertown and Thousand Islands Bridge, you're going to be in a winter storm warning. Now, they're predicting anywhere from 1 to 2 feet of snow, except in the snowbelt areas of the lee shore of Lake Ontario, where you could see more than that. The snow also goes all the way over into New England through Vermont, into New Hampshire, into the western part of the Berkshires of Massachusetts and Connecticut right now, and that's going to gradually work its way up the East Coast until it goes up into Nova Scotia. Now, there is rain along New York City, Long Island, New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware. And there may be a touch of snow or snow flurries in the higher elevations of Maryland and West Virginia if the storm gets closer to the shore. Right now, where it's at, the snow area is going to be predominantly upstate New York. So be advised there and rig for silent running. Now, also want to talk about the fact that out west, we're not out of the woods there yet. In the Midwest, rainfall may worsen ongoing flooding through the weekend. And in the west, a Pacific front is going to bring more rain and mountain snow Friday and Saturday. Now, this is coming in from Washington State to Oregon to Northern California down to about San Francisco. Mountain snows are possible. You've got snow still in the Sierra Nevadas on the California side right there along the Nevada border. And 5,000 feet up, you're getting inches. 6,000 and 7,000 feet up, you're getting feet. And high winds still. In Nevada, Reno, you still got some high winds there. On your side, high winds on the other side of Donner. Snow in the central and eastern part of Nevada. Also, if you're going up I-15, coming out of Nevada, going into Utah, you're going to have snow just about all the way up through Salt Lake City and up into Idaho, where it then turns to rain. It's a little warmer up to the north for some reason tonight. You'll have some rain when you get into I-15, and heavy rain, I might add, going through there. And then Montana, you've got some rain across the central and south part of Montana, all the way across to the North Dakota line. Heavier rain towards the north if you're going up I-15 towards Billings or Bozeman or Helena. And you've also got rain in the central part of Wyoming. Got some fog again tonight on the western part over there, right about Rawlins in Wyoming. And Colorado,
snow tonight, Colorado, southwestern side, just right there on the border with New Mexico. And by the way, coming out of New Mexico, I-25 going up through Albuquerque, you'll have snow headed up to the Colorado line. Now, heavier rain in the southeastern part of Wyoming, the northwestern part of Nebraska, the western part around Rapid City and inland from Rapid City, South Dakota, about 50 miles or so. Rain there, scattered showers across Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois and Missouri and Arkansas and western Tennessee and right on down the Mississippi Valley. Now, keep in mind, the flooding situation is going to get worse. Because as this water starts finding its way down the Mississippi River around St. Louis, you're going to have some very high water areas. And you know what happens in St. Louis when you get flooding conditions. And then that's going to continue as you get down into Arkansas and you get down along Tennessee and you get down along Mississippi and Louisiana on down to Mississippi all the way to the Gulf. We're going to see, probably is what they're saying, we're going to see record flooding. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Record flooding on down the line. By the way, we've got a comment here from, let's see, who is this? Comment from Peter, and Peter is in Omaha, Nebraska. He's saying, Captain, the Missouri River still hasn't gone down up here, and we still got a lot of flooding. And to the truckers that are up there, be careful, because over there on the Iowa side, oh, I see what the Iowa, we still have some truck stops that are underwater. They still can't pump fuel. Okay, well, thanks, Peter. Appreciate you telling us that. And he's talking about Council Bluffs, which is always a problem when they get high water, because that's an area that floods. And I wonder how Offutt Air Force is doing tonight, Offutt Air Force Base. By the way, the president has said it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israeli rule over the Golan Heights. I think that's a smart move on his part. I realize that the Palestinians and the Syrians don't care for that, but guess what? Too bad, so sad. It's time that that's done. And we have a heartbeat bill that's working its way through the Florida legislature right now. It is, let's see here, let's see if I can get a bill number. Oh, here it is, Senate Bill 792, House Bill 235. The bill's been drafted. It has 11 senators and 17 House representatives as co-sponsors, but it has not yet been placed on the legislative calendar. And without it being heard in committee, they lose the opportunity to bring it out for a vote this year in Florida. This is the Florida heartbeat bill. So you might want to call your representatives here in the state and see if they can expedite that and get it up on out for a vote if you can. Now, we're coming up top of the hour, and Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be around. And I know she's got some greetings tonight. I think she's going to be saying hello to some folks, so there you go. But anyway, Flip, I see you're in there, so keep up the good work, my man. And that is called the court-appointed lawyer deal that you're telling me about. That's where they get a court-appointed lawyer. That's all paid for by the taxpayers. All right, got to run. We'll be right back after the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.